What time is it?
Get ready for the new look Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, no goal kicker. Brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Your favourite weekend show you'll now get every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
G'day, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Global Rush Hour. We are all over the world. People download us. They listen to us because we are on the ball and we are flying at the moment. So I'll say hello to my two young laddies, Gregory Blewett and Bernie Vince. Welcome to the show,
chaps. So when you pointed to me,
yeah, I know. I got
you said Gregory Blewett. And then you point at Bluey and you call him Bernie Vince.
I got mixed up.
What is wrong with this?
Good afternoon, chaps.
I reckon you do it on purpose.
No, I don't.
You must.
I don't. Honestly,
no one can be
I
that
don't.
Messed up.
I don't. Because I get too excited about doing the show. I'm working with two favourite boys of mine. And we've got plenty to get through. And we've got a special guest on the show today, too.
We have. We've got two. Paul Gallen and Rocky.
Well,
Rocky's well, hang on, who's the special guest
well,
then?
Paul Gallen.
The big five. Two breaks. That'll get a back. Double break. We're going to go a long time.
Back. He's taking on Lucas Brown tomorrow night in the big fight.
That'll be
a good fight.
Well, he's never lost, I don't think, Paul Gallen.
No, he hasn't, Burn. You're right.
10 wins, one draw.
And the other dude, 196 centimetres. And he's got the teardrop tattoo as well. So he's got to be
tough. That means he's either killed someone, gone to jail, or he's done something bad.
Who knows?
He's with the cartel.
I'm going to Google it.
Now, I'm tip-top, everyone. But, Burn, is your day just gone a little bit better than yesterday?
A bit better. I'll address that. I'm going to address that today. Yeah, I need to put closure to it.
You were very aggressive towards Gregory and I yesterday. When we're asking
how
you're going.
That's true. Behind the scenes, it was a bit stiff in here. Let me tell you that right now.
So you had a good sleep and family?
Yeah, got a good sleep. But we still haven't found Harvey.
Do you want to
I got
a call
my bag from the airport. That was one thing.
You got that. All right. But you'll explain it just in the Burns beef.
I'm going to explain my weekend.
If you've ever had any trouble with airlines or airports, this is something I think is going to hit a little bit close to home.
And young kids.
And young kids.
Yes. Block your ears.
Not easy.
Now, Burn, as you and I walked into the Franklin Street studio, our teammate here is dress code.
Yes.
Now, what?
What am I wearing?
Well, you're all right.
What have you got on? You've got
cricket
lips
here.
Puma hoodie, a hat.
Now, family, if you could.
What's Greg got?
We'll just describe what kind of shoes is he wearing, Burn?
They look like snow boots or something.
Nike high tops.
They look like the shoes you put your feet in like when you're wakeboarding.
Yeah, you look ridiculous.
Nike
honestly,
high tops.
Grow up.
And they're white.
And I've got like, what are you talking
you look
about?
Like Marty McFly from Back to the Future.
Okay, well, why don't I...
Well, you do!
Why don't I just wear the same stuff every day and look like I've just been crabbing down on Henley Beach?
Can we get a photo and put it out in the
family? Yeah, no, we will.
Oh, please.
We'll get you to rate Greg Blewett's wardrobe.
You sure they're not Catherine's? I reckon you're wearing new gear.
You'd be
too.
Very careful what you say, mate.
Jeez, very soon, Paul Gallen, who's taking on a very, very formidable opponent. Actually, with the teardrop tattoo,
I've Googled
Bert.
It. Yeah. I've Googled
what's,
it.
What is it?
A teardrop tattoo is a small tattoo. Well, that's what it is. It's near. Yeah, it is closely associated with gang and prison culture.
There you
where
go.
It often indicates one has served time.
Yeah.
One has been humiliated.
Yes, sir.
Or one has killed.
Oh dear.
So this bloke,
he's done something.
He's done something.
Not
bad.
His only tattoo either.
Is it fear?
No, he's got a lot
of. Have you got any on your body?
No,
have you got
I'm a clean skin.
Are you, Burn?
No,
I have. I got a dolphin on my left shoulder,
lower back.
Have you?
Yeah, my shoulder blade crack. There. Well, of the three kids' names and my and Maz with a dolphin swimming into the ocean.
What's the dolphin? What's because the reference to the dolphin?
Well, that's my next life. My next life, I'm coming back as a dolphin.
You know what? I'm going to give you a dolphin fact. To close the show,
oh,
this
fun
show.
Fact. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
If
thanks,
you're coming back as a dolphin, you need to know this, because otherwise you'll be the odd one out.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
Listen, Rocky.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Rockcliffe!
From the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Rockcliffe's got one.
Please welcome Tom Rockcliffe.
Now he's got his name in the paper.
Yep.
Yeah, let's talk to our very, very favourite Tommy Rockcliffe. Racked him up over the weekend in the Port Magpies v South Adelaide. They got done. Most of his deliveries went back to the South Adelaide player. He joins us. Tommy Rockcliffe. G'day, mate. Welcome. We're back in the rush hour.
Good morning, Jars.
Well played on the weekend, buddy.
What happened to your mob?
Don't go there. No, we got beaten by Kapunda. Played very well, Rock.
What, are you going to be sacked by your 14th club?
Jeezy was flat yesterday, Rocky. Very flat. Come
and on, Rock. Getting phone Stop calls it. From players, CEOs,
presidents,
and giving it back too with the conversation
and
I
the
heard.
League.
The league. What did you do? Anyway, we need to ask Rocky. We got Rocky on the line. It's not about you, Jazz.
Now, Rock, must be pleased with your form.
Who is David Bundy, Jazz?
You called him David Bundy.
I apologise to young Mundy.
He's old. He's 35.
Yeah,
you're on fire.
He's a terrific player, and I hope he keeps playing on, as with Tex Walker next year.
This is fantastic interview.
Jazz, you just leave. We'll take over from you.
Go.
Hey, 41 disposals.
I just said that.
No, you did not say that. No, you said he went all right.
Yeah.
But he said he went all right, but kicked it back to him all the whole time. 41 disposals. You must be playing this week. A couple of injuries.
Yes, you're not in. That's it. We're out.
Yeah, it was nice. First full game for the season. So put the hand up to play, and we'll just wait and see. I think we'll have match committee a bit later in the week as we play on Sunday. In the senior team, so they'll give those boys every opportunity to get up. But, yeah, we'll just wait and see.
Interesting point, though. Not a full game the season, did you say? How was the fitness?
Well, 41 touches is enough, doesn't it, Bern?
You know where the ball's going, though, so you don't have to run far. You can preempt that stuff.
You play the square beautifully with those little chicken legs of yours.
Oh, no.
Well, let me tell you, Bern, I would have probably beat you in that 100-metre dash the other day.
Yeah. He finished seventh, Rock. He couldn't get going.
Has he finished?
Well, I'll tell you who hasn't finished, Gazy. He's still going.
He's still trying to find his hamstring.
I think that your bag is still going around the carousel at Adelaide Airport.
Rock, do you know where his son Harvey is? We can't find him.
He might be at the pub. Bernie might have forgot him. Left him there.
He's got a yellow jumper on. Did you see him?
He might be with Big Bird.
Now, Rocky, blue. You went to the circus. I took my young lads down there as well. What's the inside intel? Where is Big Bird?
He's gone.
Well, I'm not sure when you went, Bluey, but when we went, he wasn't there at all. But I walked out of there and just said to the missus, I'm going to play golf this afternoon. There's no issue with that.
I had a rough Saturday afternoon, Rocky.
You had a rough Saturday.
Not allowed to play.
Yeah, nor you should. You went to Tassie to get on a junket and buddy.
Hang on, are we interviewing me or Rocky?
No, we are now. Your kids were photographed with Big Bird and it wasn't seen again after that.
Gone again.
Question marks.
Check do you want me to put it on, Catherine?
No, Bluey wanted her to put it on.
Bluey.
What?
You went out on a limb yesterday, lavishing the next big thing in Australian cricket. You already averaged.
He's got you covered, Rock. Rock, he says some silly things.
What were your words, Bobby?
A year and a half ago, he was nowhere.
Right.
So he turned into a very good player, but I was saying he's turning into a superstar.
Yeah, it's a bit.
Bluey, I called all your mates to get some dirt on you this week, and
no luck.
Well,
how'd you find that bloke?
I didn't make any calls. I don't have any.
I thought there was one.
Here we go.
Oh, God. But Rock, the boys are just doing enough. Doing enough and a very important game.
Very good.
Very important game this weekend.
Yeah, no, the boys were very good on Saturday night and Saturday afternoon in the back pod as well. We probably should have had two wins, but unfortunately we weren't able to get the job done at South. But the senior boys just did exactly what they had to. Got out to a 50-odd point lead. Would have been nice to really finish the game off, but I think they kicked the last four goals to let him back in. But it was a pleasing effort off a physical contest the week before against Richmond.
We had Lachie Scholl from Adelaide nominated for the Rising Star last week. Georgiades
well done.
This week. That's a good sign for South Australian youngsters.
Yeah, it is. It's, I think, really good. I think our young kids, nearly every single one of them have been nominated over the last couple of seasons. So I think our depth and talent that we've got on our list, it's a credit to our recruiters and how hard they work through that period. And there's another challenge for them, obviously, this year with another draft coming up. But I think the kids that they've brought in over the last couple of years have been outstanding for us.
Rocky, timing is everything, and you've got the Saints this week. What a time to get them, because they are nowhere they at the moment,
shite.
The Saints.
Yeah, well said, Boone. They're shite.
And that was Blue that said that.
It was Bluey that said that.
no idea. You're done. You've been hopeless today.
Hopeless today for about 5 years.
Sorry. I don't know why I said today.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Yeah, as we know, timing's everything. You don't want to get out on 99. You did it a few times. But
yes.
I think an opposition, you're seeing 2 weeks ago that they took it right up to West Coast and really belted them up around the contest in the second half. So we know they're going to come fired up after a performance like that against Richmond last week, that they want to prove a point. So we're going to have to make sure that we have a really good week on the training track first and foremost, and then whoever gets the opportunity to play in that 22 to set the tone right from the start. And what a huge day for us to play the privilege to play on Anzac Day with the history of Australia and the Anzacs, and it's a great chance for whoever gets to represent the boys.
Rock, we're catching up with Paul Gallen shortly. If you could go in the boxing ring, who would you like to fight?
Bernie Vince.
Oh, yeah. Make it happen!
Oh, be gone.
Make it happen.
Wow.
Real quick.
Wow. It'd be all over, would it? So Rock would be on the canvas.
Yep.
Wow.
I'd be giving him 20 kilo head start, I reckon, the way he's looking in that.
Mate, I've never been quick. I haven't said I've been quick.
No, I think he's talking about your weight.
Overweight, you think. I'm only 2 kilo over my playing weight. Is that what you're saying? Or?
That is not true. Gales must be broken.
No, he is. Yeah, and Bluey's under because he doesn't eat. And I'm roughly around Daniel Craig's physique and from James Bond. See you, buddy.
So, wow, just there it is.
I want him to respond
See
to that.
Tommy.
I want him to respond.
Tommy.
To what part do you want me to respond to?
Exactly. 7 minutes for Tom Rockliffe. He's happy with his form. Big game this weekend. And Jordy Arts is good.
Jar's blowing absolute wind up his backside again.
Are you warming him up?
This
or
is
not?
A rush hour.
Batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats. On Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef.
For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
Our family is back. It's been in a 2 week hiatus while we were doing breakfast, but Burns Beef. This is where we batten down the hatches, pull over,
look at him,
close the door, get under the beds, hide under the kitchen table because our boy Burn is not happy. He was grumpy. Now, Burn, you had a bit of a tough weekend trying to get back to Adelaide.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so over in Melbourne on the weekends to do a few things over there.
You're a busy boy.
Busy boy.
Yeah.
And had the family over too, Jars.
Nice.
That will never happen again.
Oh, here we go. That'd be nice.
What?
Take the family to Melbourne for a week.
You're starting to sound like Abby. And I'm not liking it.
Poor Abs.
No, well, this isn't it. Right. So I'll do the bounce on a Sunday night.
Great
show,
very funny.
Finish there about 9 o'clock, 9:30. Get home.
Couple of froths.
Yeah, I did have a couple when I got home. Just a couple of settlers wind down.
Right.
Didn't sleep that well. Ooh. Got the 7-8 week old. Yeah, little Olivia.
Yeah.
Harvey. Harvey actually sleeps really well. So that is a positive.
Right.
So then. We're up early. We've packed. Well, I thought we'd packed, but we packed for another hour. The cab was meant to arrive, a maxi cab, because we've got a shitload of stuff.
A big entourage.
Yeah. I reckon we had 3 or 4 suitcases.
There you go.
We had prams. Yes. We got bassinets.
Wow.
We got
and
car
it was
seats.
Pre-booked.
Nice. Right.
7:45 on arrival.
Good organisation.
It was only about 5 to 8.
Oh, dear.
And a sedan rocks up.
Yeah.
He's knocking on my door. I said, mate.
How are we going
to... I've said this before. You're going to have to get someone bigger. If you want to kick me out. I was sort of similar. I said, you're going to need a bigger one.
that didn't go well.
Yeah, so anyway, long story short, the maxi cab has come at about 35 minutes past 8.
So you're behind schedule.
Yeah, so we're 45, 50 minutes behind schedule. And now I'm thinking,
panic.
Now I'm thinking, oh, God, now we're not going going to get the flight. The traffic, because we're right in the middle of traffic, Melbourne traffic, not good. Anyway, we've got there and we're checking in, and anyway, we had seven bits of luggage we had to put on, and try carrying all them
with the kids.
And Harvey just thinks taking off is a game.
That's
so
it.
He takes off, like, just sprints, and he's gone. Like, he's getting quick in it.
He's road runner.
And I had to go get him and say, no, you sit
calm
there.
Calm down.
Yeah, calm down. Anyway, we've got all the bags for it. It was about 15 minutes. Jeez. Well, the boarding had started. Heard the boarding call.
Oh, no.
So anyway, didn't even know if our bags were going to make it to Adelaide on time. But we get there. We get on the flight now.
Right.
We're on the flight. So we've got the flight. How good. It's a bit of a relief there.
Stressful, though, but now you're on.
All good. On. Yep. So Harvey sits down. He's got his own seat now. Got to get him his own ticket because he's two.
He's a big boy now.
We hadn't even – we sat there for about 15, 20 minutes before we even took off. And Harvey, he needs things happening. He needs to be looking out the window and needs to at least be – I was like, mate, I was thinking about going out to speak to the pilot. Can you just do, like, drive laps?
That's
at least get something moving outside.
Good boy.
Because he looked at aeroplane, Dad.
Yeah.
That was about 15 seconds, but we had 20 minutes. Yeah, so anyway, then he starts booting the seat. He said, bang, 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 bang. Don't do that. Abby's, I'm a bit more aggressive than Abby. Not too bad.
Just authority.
So then she said, don't speak to him like that. Oh, Harvey, how about we stop doing that? And he's like, he just looks at Abby. Just bang, bang, bang. I'm like, see? That's not working. Then I grab him. I didn't want to embarrass, well, I wasn't embarrassing myself, but Abby in front of us. I just grabbed his arm pretty tight. Just I said, mate, you sit back down there. And then he looked up. And he's like testing me. He like smiles at me to see if I'm. It's the game. I'll give you one thing. I'm not smiling, mate.
No.
Sit there.
Yeah.
So then he's like lifted his foot up slowly and just put his foot on the seat. Just his little test. And he's like looking. I'm like, get your foot back there. And he's like straight back. So I'm like, maybe I've taught him something. I look away. Bang, bang, bang. So Bluey taught me this one.
No.
Just grabbed the lobe of the ear a little bit.
Just a little love bite.
It was out of Abby's sight too.
She couldn't see Mumsy.
Just a little twist.
Just a little.
And then he knew I was serious.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So we're on the air.
And it was just a nightmare on the plane. Like, it was all this stuff going on.
Yeah,
we were trying to have a coffee and he's like, I pick up the coffee. He's bumping my arm. Hot water all on me. And he gets a yogurt. Squeezes that everywhere. That shoots everywhere. Oh, I'm going, that's it. I'm never traveling. This is absolute shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we land, get him off. He's taken off again.
He's
we got to check in.
Gone.
You don't have to be long. I was like, check in before you. So you got to check in when you come in the airport. Yeah. I turn around. I can't even find him.
He gone. Scary.
And then Abby, have you got Harvey? Does it look like I've got him? I've got 18 bags. I look like a pack horse.
Yeah.
I don't know where he is.
You're a donkey. You're a donkey at this stage.
I was thirsty too. It was like I was in the Sahara.
Oh, no.
A camel there somewhere.
Two-year-old's gone missing.
Anyway, so we get all the bags.
Okay.
And then we go to the cab line. Big cab line. Not many cabs in Adelaide, at the airport. But... probably another 40-minute wait for them to line.
Out.
Get to the front.
What?
All sedans coming through.
Did you ring Blue and I to come and pick you up?
Would have you?
I deleted your number after what you said last week. Anyway, so then we got to wait for the. This is why it was 40 minutes.
Yeah.
We had to wait for a maxi cab to come again.
Okay.
This is a massive
day. This is not on.
Then I get home, Jazz.
Yes, Burn.
Get in the car, come into work.
Yes, Burn.
I got a phone call about 20 minutes ago. You know what's happened?
What's
happened? I had two phone calls from the airport. Let them go through because I didn't know the number. I'm just looking for Abby Vince. Your bag is here on the carousel doing laps, Jazz.
Left the
bag behind.
Get out.
Oh, can you believe it?
You got to go back there.
I've got to go back there on the way home and bloody pick up Abby's bag.
And your son, Harvey.
I couldn't find him. I said, you haven't seen a two-year-old in a yellow jumper, have you?
And that's not the worst part, Bert.
What else happened? It's not even the worst bit. This is where it gets a little bit awkward, boys.
Oh, no.
Abby has a chat to me, right, when we're back. And you know what she says, Jazz?
What's that, Bert?
She thinks it's a good idea if we do it more often.
No!
I'm never going to Melbourne again.
No, Abby!
I quit.
What are you thinking?
I don't know what I quit, but I quit.
Where's Harvey?
They can have him.
Oh, no. She wants to go back.
Shut up, you go, Josh. You try it.
Gene in Torrensville, what role in AFL do you think we could do without, boys. Andrew Jarman.
What role? Well, they are missing a few roles, aren't they, after COVID?
It's a good question.
That is a good question. How long have we got to think about this? Well, they just had a massive clean-out. Got rid of how many staff at the AFL?
Too many.
A lot.
Too many.
Now, there's other people just picked up some other roles, but it's probably... That's a tough one.
I think it's more recovery, isn't it? Like your doctors and your masseurs.
A lot of stats. Yeah, a lot of stats. A lot of meetings.
The question was in an AFL house. That's what I thought the question was.
Oh, did you hate it? What was the question?
I would have thought it was
what
more
role
around.
In AFL do you think we could do without?
That club land.
What you could do without. I'm with Greg. Yeah, stats. Too many stats and too many assistant coaches.
No, you need video. You need video, guys.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not saying completely get rid of them, but you got too many.
I ask coaches and players, and you're just out of the game. Yeah. There's so many meetings.
Yeah,
in AFL, meetings. But yeah. You know, but you got to do your homework, I suppose. But
Do you need? You could. There's a lot of assistant coaches too. Tough one. But you need them. It's
you
a
need
very
them
good question
because
we
young,
can't answer it.
They're young players coming through who
when
need
you're
a lot
talking
of time.
Stats,
and yeah.
You need stats as well. There's only two stats.
What are the two main stats in today's game that the coaches thrive on?
Oh, contested ball. Right. Probably it used to be
stoppages.
It used to be clearance, but I don't think that's as important
not anymore.
Now. I think it's more time in forward half.
I think ground ball gets
lock it in.
It's really important. I think forward entry, hitting the targets. So, yeah, but anyway, every coach is different with their stats, though, aren't they?
Yeah, but when you say stats, there's probably only two stats guys, and they work one day a week. They work on game day. And a lot of the stats are from champion data. You get them off them. So that's a completely different
good
thing.
Good question, though.
It's a great question because we can't really answer that because you need all the ones. Yeah. The only one I could think of is like the assistant coaches. They could probably cut them down a little bit.
But then you need
them at training
and you need
you need to develop your young guys.
Can we come back to this question another day?
Yeah, can we get a bit of a heads up so we can think about this? But
good question. Keep them coming, Hayden.
Text us anytime, 0488 51 047. Thanks to Automasters.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz.
At home today, TV's on in the background. Catherine's doing stuff on her laptop. I'm trying to look after the boys.
Right. Well, hang on, what do you mean try? Well, what's this word try?
Well, they're hard to contain. I'm trying to not let them disrupt their mother.
Okay.
All right, but on Studio 10, I see Catherine, her ears prick up, and there's this story on this guy that freeze-dries animals. So once your pet passes away,
he
freezes. So and have you seen, them. Like, you know, the game hunters and that?
Yeah,
and
taxidermy.
They're on the, yeah, and they're on the walls and that. But you can do that with your pets.
No,
so you can.
Catherine, you can.
Are you serious?
They dry them out, though.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, they dry them out. Yeah, and they look real. Like, they're there, but they're not moving.
They've
got all their hair and all that sort of stuff. And they just...
It's like anyway, the dog ate something about Mary.
So I'm looking at Catherine, and she's starting to write a few notes down. I'm going, well... What are you doing?
Oh,
she goes,
hello.
Oh, I reckon I'm, because I've never seen anyone love their, I know you love your dogs, but Catherine's gone, she's at another
this
level.
This is good.
And she's, because she always talks about if we ever lose Nappy.
Oh, your dog.
Yeah, the dog.
It's only a matter of time.
Mr. Optimistic.
She's taking down the number of this
she's
bloke.
Raging.
And so she wants to... Freeze dry the
Hang
dog.
On. So they when, do that
oh,
in Adelaide?
No, it's in, I think it's somewhere in Queensland.
So you've got to go there. How you get your dog. That's my question. Yeah. What, you just send it up on a truck? You wouldn't want to take it in a car. You certainly couldn't take it on a plane.
Take it in your hands on?
Yeah.
Carry on.
Get an Uber driver to take it up there. So she's written down the details.
Yeah, so, and this guy went on to say, well, you know, it's done by weight.
Okay.
So a Labrador costs about 6K to do
what?
It.
What?
And a cat about 2K.
I've got two Labradors. That's 12.
What if they went at the same time?
That's 12 grand.
I don't think you'll be doing it, Jazz.
No, I won't be.
No.
No, but she's going to think about it.
She's like,
that's
she's
amazing.
But and where are you going to put that? Yeah, like, does it come on a? Is it like a trophy? Does it come on a bit of wood? Does it go on the wall?
You just, I'm going
in the kitchen.
What do? Every now and then, you just go over and pat.
And touch it. Give it a little haircut. And
I don't reckon he'll feel it.
Would you do that, Jazz?
No. My kids want to do that to me, though.
Yeah, I know. We did the calculations. It's going to be $98,000.
Oh, it's on wait.
Well, boys, former NRL star Paul Gallen takes on former WBA champion Lucas Brown, boys, in the big fight, the main event fight tomorrow. And it'll be a fiery, fiery exchange. Oh, yeah. And let's talk to one of the greats. He's a good man. I like this man. He's on the massage table as we speak, Paul Gallen. Nice. Good afternoon, Paul, and thanks for your time just before the fight. What part of the body's getting massaged?
Well, back at the moment, mate. So, yeah, if you hear me groaning and moaning, it's the lady's pushing too hard on me.
That's
come on, boys.
Watch those buck cheeks.
Lola's laughing. Everyone's laughing at me.
Nice.
Are you giving away 18 centimetres of reach advantage? Hey, how are you going to do it? You're just going to get inside and just swing?
Yeah, mate, get inside and have a crack. I'll be a lot faster than him. Yeah, he has got that size and reach advantage, but he can't use it. He's not a boxer. He's not a, you know, you talk about Lennox Lewis up against Mike Tyson, that type of height difference where he was able to use it. Lucas hasn't got that ability. And it, you know, he's won a WBA world title, a version of the world title. He hasn't got that boxing ability. He's got a right hand with huge power in it. That's what I've got to be concerned about. I don't think he's going to be able to jab me and keep me away and outbox me, that's for sure.
Gal, who... is this your biggest fight so far? I mean, everyone's not giving you a chance. Is he, what are you expecting from him as well? Do you think he's going to be aggressive to start or just try and keep you away?
I think he will. I don't know, actually, whether he will try and box me or not. I honestly don't think he's got that ability, so he might try to start like that, but at the end of the day, he's going to revert back to what he knows, and that's using the power in his right hand. He's going to come at me. It's fair to say it's my toughest test. You know, Mark Hunt previously was a tough test and has been renowned for knocking people out all around the world for more than 20 years. So this guy has won a version of the world title, albeit not a real world title, but it's still a hard fight. You know, he still has fought at that level. So it will be my biggest test today, but I'm confident I can win.
Gal, one thing I've really enjoyed is the war on words. Now, there's plenty of banter going back and forth. Who's winning that battle at the moment? Because I've loved what you've said.
Yes.
Yeah, mate, I'm not too sure. You know, he's put up some pretty funny videos of me dressed as a woman and dancing and singing. So well, I actually enjoyed some of it. It has been pretty funny. But
yeah, good.
Well, that's sort of part of it's finished now and part and parcel with the promotion of it. And I can rest assured it's all genuine. I think he, you know, well, I actually don't think he's too bad a bloke. Now, underneath it all, I just think he's such a tryhard. I really do. He's just such a... I just think he's such a soft cock. I really do. I think deep down underneath his 6'5" frame and 120 kilos and all his tattoos, I just think he's a real p-hard. And I'm going to shout out tomorrow night.
Speaking of p, he's very quietly spoken, isn't he? Does that fire you up more? He seems like too nice and gentle, whereas you're the hard, rough, just want to belt his head
off. That's it, like Burn.
Yeah, no, that's all. That's him, mate. You guys can see it. So it's definitely there. And, you know, as I said, he's got great power and he's done great things with the ability he's got as a boxer. But, I'm pretty sure I can get the win tomorrow night. Not many people give me a chance, that's for sure. I'm certainly underdog once again. But, I'll go and prove everyone wrong again.
Mate, the boys here love their boxing and fighting movies. In your opinion, what boxing movie is absolute bullshit?
Rocky 3.
What was the last Rocky? Actually, the last Rocky when he was about 140. Antonio Tava. That was maybe a bit of crap. But you got to love Sylvester Stallone, don't you? All the Rocky movies, they're good no matter what. You just got to watch them.
Rocky 4, one of my all-time favorites.
My nickname's Clubber.
Hey, Gal, I want to know what it's like as a fighter, that pre-game, that half an hour to go. What are the, the adrenaline, the nerves, what are you feeling?
Yeah, the song.
I'm actually really relaxed then, to be honest with you. I'm pretty nervous now. I'm pretty, tomorrow before I leave and the drive to the stadium or to the fight will be hard for me. When I get there, I sort of relax. I'm pretty good, actually. I'm in a good zone all the time until I get in the ring. And then when I get in the ring and everyone else gets out, but 5 to 10 seconds before the bell rings, I'm extremely nervous and fearful. And there's all sorts of things going through your head. But once the bell goes and you start punching on, it sort of goes out the window and you just revert back to what you've done in training. But, that last 5 seconds before, when everyone's out of the ring, it's quite intense.
chatting with Paul Gallen, who takes on former WBA champion Lucas Brown. Having a massage as we speak, chaps. Are you down near the calves and the bottom of the feet yet?
No, lower back, mate. Lower back at the moment. I'm working up from your shoulders, so she's finished the calves. So if you're ever in Sydney, look up lower.
Get your regular massage updates.
I will. What does it matter where he's getting a massage anyway? He's just relaxing.
He's nervous. He just said he's nervous.
Yeah, well, the massage doesn't help that. Hey, Barry, I know you're focusing on the fight, this fight, but is there a rematch with Barry Hall on the cards at some stage, seeing it was a draw?
Yeah, mate, I'm happy to have a look at that, but, you know, I'm unlike Lucas. Lucas is planning other fights at this point in time. I only have him on mind, so if I get through Lucas, there's certainly the possibility that could happen. Yeah, I'm not against it at all, but, yeah, just worry about this one first and get the win tomorrow night.
And in some rugby news, you signed former Melbourne Storm, Maroons and Kangaroos star Will Chambers. Now, he's come to the Sharks for the remainder of 2021 season. Now, this was a man that in 2016 and from then on was the antagonist against the Sharks, created a bit of a rivalry there.
Yeah, mate, I actually... He actually wouldn't come to the club unless he got my blessing. It was really weird.
You had to knock his head off.
No, I'm being serious. The club met with him and he said it. So the club asked me to ring him. And I said, I thought they'd jam me up because, you know, on the field, I'm a pretty young guy. I really couldn't care less what happened after it. Yeah. But he did. I rang him and he was so complimentary. And so, mate, I've been retired for 2 years. Did you forget that? But he was quite nice and said nice to me and very respectful and said, look, mate, I just want your blessing. You've done so much for that club and if I'm going to come there, I want you to say it's okay. I said, of course. So he's at the club. He started training on Monday and he's going well.
Nice. Gal, before we let you go, night before a big fight, do you partake in any lovemaking with your lovely wife or you just go in another room?
No, I won't go in another room, but she won't let me anyway. So
just in general.
Just in general, yeah. Four kids, mate.
Mate, enjoy the rest of the massage. We really appreciate your time and good luck tomorrow night. It's going to be a ripper fight.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Any final words for your opponent?
I'm going to end you.
It's all out. Good night.
Gallen v. Brown, Wednesday, April 21 from 6:30 on the main event. Available on Foxtel and KO. Order now through themainevent.com.au. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
It's amazing.
All right, buddy, for a Tuesday. We've had a great show.
It is.
Paul Gallen was there, outstanding, and good luck to his rock. As usual, Rock just teed off on all of us as usual. 41 P's.
Yeah, very good.
Strutting around. 3 big Gary votes he reckons he got.
Well, he would have.
He told us 4.
Well, they lost.
He
probably would have.
He told us he was that good, he should have had.
How many McGarry's have you got again, Jazz?
2.
Now, Burn... Was that a cough or...
Yes, no,
did you
say
2?
Should have been 3.
Two.
Could have been 4.
You got a nasty cough there,
now,
Jazz.
Buddy, these are great fun facts. I went to a primary school today, and they all spoke about Uncle Burn's fun facts.
Did they?
Because they learned. They learned something in the car with Mum and Dad or at home.
I'm an uncle of them all, Emma,
They all love the
Well, you mentioned today something on the show, and I don't know how it happened, but I actually had a dolphin fact, and you said you're going to come back as a dolphin.
Yes, I am.
I've got a tattoo of a dolphin. I found another one just for you as well. So I've got dolphin facts for you, because you need to prepare for your next life. You need to know. You don't want to be the odd dolphin out and
I don't want to be left out there.
You don't want to be like you were in your first life.
What was that?
The odd one out?
No, was it?
You are, currently. So, right.
I just want to be amongst the pod.
Would you be a bottlenose dolphin?
Burned seventh, finished in the race again. It's on.
Well, there's 40 different species of dolphins. Yeah. So what one are you going to be?
I reckon I'll be like the alpha male dolphin.
That's not a species. What was he just dropping? You know they hang out in gangs as well.
Yeah,
and they protect their gang and their females.
Gang of the ocean.
A different gang can come in and try and steal a female.
Yeah, well, they're called the pod. They're called pods.
Pods of
dolphins.
I remember you ganging up on a shark in Happy Days. It was like a...
Was that actually Charles? when he's a dolphin.
Well, when he's, you know, that's what you'd be
like.
I
was Arthur Fonzarelli back then.
Well, these are the two. I know I've taught you a lot already, but these are the two.
All right, here we go.
Do you know they sleep And you'd be used to this.
Yes, sir.
They sleep with one eye open.
Yes, sir.
No, you didn't.
No, I did know that.
Did you?
Absolutely. That's a common fact. Yes,
which
sir.
Which eye? You would be used to that because...
Their right eye is closed because they need their left eye to see if anything's coming.
From the left, if it's coming from the right.
What if it's coming?
That's tough. Well, you'd be used to that because of all the people you've whacked over the years, you know? You're just checking to see if anyone's coming.
All right.
Why do you don't sleep
a
well?
A good stat.
And another one.
Yes, Bern.
Love making.
What? Ooh.
It's very short. Only goes for 10 seconds.
Dolphins.
Yeah. So you'd be
bit longer than me.
Actually, you might be a dolphin now.
That's right.
You're very sensitive.
They go there.
Can you see in like 30 years from now?
And here we see the German dolphin trying to get into the school, which are having none of it. The alpha male has more food in a day than most do in 3 weeks. Not even SeaWorld wanted him due to his clear girth and simple weight.
Do they have finger dolphin. Buns?
Is there any, so any cheeky Greek in the ocean?
He's close to the ocean. You flap
don't
out
whack my dolphins because that's what I'm coming
nah,
back
we
as.
All love dolphins.
All right. Now, the lovemaking thing's an issue.
What?
Not for
but
you.
But that's an actual fact.
Yeah,
that's
it's
what
a
dolphins
fact.
Do. They make
it's an
love.
Issue now? Or
he's going.
And Can there goes.
And there he goes.
And there goes the rest that John West rejected.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.